Yeah, toward, you know, at the very, very end, I was obviously watching. Saw that Detroit got within two, and with you know 6 minutes left, and then didn't get the word till we were in the locker room that it wasn't going to work out the way we wanted it to. No, you know, I thought, you know, we wanted to come out and play well today, and, you know, we've been able to do that at times, you know, and obviously that's football. Not every game's going to work out the way it did today, and, you know, it's just we lost some tough games, and you know, it's mostly to good teams, to playoff teams that are in contention, and we just didn't win some of those close ones. We didn't win some of the tight ones early on, you know, versus Philly and at Washington. At the end, that you know would have been helpful, but even with that, we knew what the circumstances were. You know, a few weeks ago, we knew what we had to do to get into the playoffs, and we didn't, you know, play well enough under those circumstances at Baltimore, at Atlanta, to get a win in either of those spots that ultimately knocked us out of the playoffs. No, I mean you always want to you know play well and. You know, I guess, you know, there's no enjoyment not going to the playoffs. But, you know, we knew we had a chance. We knew we had a shot. And this game of football, I guess, a lot of times that's all you want. You want an opportunity. You want a shot. We had better opportunities earlier on in the season that we didn't take advantage of. But, you know, so we knew we had to win this game to give ourselves any opportunity to go into the playoffs. And, you know, obviously played really well today. So, you know, it's good to know that, you know, we could still play at a high level.
The fact that you're obviously coming off the championship run that people around you aren't going to get for a long time, is that temper or ease the sting of this?
No, you know, yeah, it hurts. You know, each year you want to make the playoffs to give yourself an opportunity to win a championship. And, you know, 9-7 last year was good enough. It wasn't good enough this year, and we knew it wasn't going to be. And you know, last year, you know, at the end of the season, we knew what the circumstances were, what we needed to do to get into the playoffs, and we were able to accomplish that by winning our last two games. This year, you know, similar scenario. We knew kind of what the circumstances were, and you know, we didn't accomplish that. So that's really what it comes down to. And you know, each year, especially as, you know, I get older, guys, you know, teammates get older in their careers, you don't know how many opportunities you're going to have to be on a team that has the talent to possibly win a championship, the talent to make the playoffs and give yourself, you know, a chance to make, you know, make it a special season. You know, we feel like we have that talent here on this team. Obviously, you know, not a whole lot of changeover from last year. We had, you know, the ability to make the playoffs, and so you're disappointed that we didn't play up to our ability each week.
Tom was saying he's mystified over the last 2 weeks, and he's going to ask each player what happened the last 2 weeks. And he asks you, were you at an answer?
You know, we just didn't play well. You know, I don't think it's a lack of hunger or focus. It's just we just got outperformed. We got beaten. And we got outplayed, and sometimes that happens. You know, you hate for it to happen. You know, I think sometimes you don't want to, you know, say that because it can mess with your confidence. All of a sudden, you think you're not very good, and you don't want to accept that at the time. But you know, that's just what happened. We got outplayed in Atlanta and in Baltimore, and didn't give ourselves a chance to win either game. No, I don't think so. I think, you know, I think going into this season, the mindset was let's not make it so close. You know, let's not, you know, let's play, you know, better all the time. Let's try to, you know, let's not leave it to the last two games or last three games to make it into playoffs. I think that was kind of the lesson learned. Last year we got away with it. It might not happen again. And sure enough, you know, we you know, that lesson was taught, you know, very quickly to us that you can't leave it up to you know, those last few games of a season. You hope that you're playing your best at the end, at the very end of the season. That's what you wish happens, but sometimes it doesn't. So you want to try to, you know, take advantage of every opportunity, every close game, every tight game, every game that you're in it. In the fourth quarter, you got to win those. And we had some outstanding games where we easily walked into, the fourth quarter and were able to hold on to, victories pretty easily. We had some close ones that we were able to come back in the fourth quarter, but we had too many games, that got to the fourth quarter and we weren't able to hold on, or we gave up a lead, or we weren't able to have that last drive to go win the game. And that's something, we got to find a way to win those close ones. No, I know. Obviously, I know we're not playing football next week, and it's slowly kicking in. I know tomorrow is always a tough day. When you go in the locker room and kind of say your goodbyes, and you start reflecting on the season, things that you wish you could do better, things you know you need to improve on, things that you didn't play your best at times, and you always ask why and what you need to work on. So we'll be reflecting on these next few weeks to try to see where we need to improve and what went wrong at times. And you say goodbyes to a few players, not knowing if they're going to be a part of your team next year. And that's I think we have a great group of guys here, guys who love football, who appreciate the work that goes into it, like doing the work that goes into it. I have great character, and so I appreciate all the teammates, all the coaches this year for all the hard work that they put in, and wish it would have led to a better season.